Somebody buried fruit and the like, vegetables, underneath hay, straw, and the like at a muksa. Even so, he could stick a needle or sharp object into the fruit and pull it out, even though he's going to cause the muksa tavlin to move, but that's considered tilto min hatzad. It's also not a problem of bosses because he did not make the fruit support for the muksa in another way around. The muksa is serving and protecting the fruit. The Moses says in Tmunim Bechoyl Ba'ofer Ayin Shin Ches that earth is not always muksa. If he made a pile of it, the use to cover things as floor in his home, then that is not muksa. Simon Shin Yud Beis Sif Aleph Mishum Kavod Avriyah Tefila Tavla Avon L'Kaneach. Even though stones are muksa, but in those days, they used pebbles to wipe themselves off after they went to the bathroom, and for the Kodesh Brit, they permitted using these on Shabbos. They used to have certain bathrooms on the second floor, so you're allowed to bring them up with you to the second floor. If you have a special place that she uses as a bathroom, then you can bring a handful of these stones. Because even though it's more than you need for one time, but if you bring it up in the beginning of Shabbos, there's a reasonable chance you may need them in the course of Shabbos, and therefore they're permitted. If he doesn't have a mokum kavua, which means it's just for a one-time use, then you should take a smaller amount, the size of a pestle that's used for crushing spices and the like. But basically, if you can need it for multiple times, you might take a larger amount. If it's a one-time thing, then you should take just amount that's generally needed for one time. There's another chumra that which we permit a person to take a larger amount is in a situation where he would not normally bring a larger amount before Shabbos, because it is considered other people will take it. The tefillah to prepare before Shabbos, because the bathroom is further away from his house. But if it's something, if the bathroom near his house and it's only made for his personal use, then he doesn't have the hetzer to take a larger amount. If he could have done it before Shabbos. The Maaseh, there is a more lenient opinion that says that general people forget about preparing before Shabbos, and therefore, if he could have prepared before Shabbos, he could use bring in a large amount on Shabbos. If this was already used before Shabbos, then that's a simon that has been used for the wiping purposes, and therefore one can bring in even a larger amount. Or if it's a large amount and a handful, you can also take them all. But even since they were already used for this purpose before Shabbos, it's considered that they already made it a type of kli. I don't understand. It's a muksa. The same thing. First, it was a miyachet before Shabbos. The feyush and said, I wanted to be miyuchet for this purpose. Also, that's the reason. It's a way to transform it from being some stone to being something that is set aside for use, which is not muksa. One is not allowed to rip paper on Shabbos, so if you have the roll of toilet paper, it's not that rip it. The master said, inadvertently, he was stuck in there, and the only toilet paper has that. He's outside of toilet paper, and it's an issue of covered abrias, and one can be matter with a shinoi to rip with his teeth or some other unusual way. Some say it's only permitted in the chotzer, there's no problem of carrying from one rishus to the other. Even from a shush of Rambam to Rabbonim, he permitted because of Kovar Priyas to carry these stones and was to wipe himself. Even though there's two Isser Rabbonim, Isser Rabbonim of Carmelis, and also Isser Rabbonim of Muksa, even so, this being held as Kovar Priyas is